Lecture 8. Athens or Sparta? A question of leadership.
In this lecture, I plan to deal with the issue of leadership in the Greek world in the aftermath of the Persian Wars. This is a topic that is important to dwell on a bit because, the way the situation turned out was certainly contrary to expectations of contemporaries. And second, the way events turned out also, in Thucydides' opinion, set in motion a series of actions that made the Peloponnesian War inevitable. That's a question we will raise later on. One may want to take issue with Thucydides on that. But it's first necessary to get the record straight before we enter into that. Well, what did I mean by that first point? That is, contrary to expectations, the people who should have been in charge of the Greek world were not. In 479 BC, in late summer, it was clear that the Persians did not have offensive power to launch an immediate attack back into Greece. That didn't mean that the Persian Empire, if it wished, the great king could summon up great resources and launch another expedition. In fact, most Greeks were probably dismayed by their own success and expected a Persian counterattack at some point. And the Greeks had a very exaggerated opinion of Persian power, and they didn't realize the fiscal and logistical difficulties of mounting such expeditions. And that's a point that has to be constantly remembered. It's probably not down to about 467, 466 BC when it dawned on most Greeks that Persia is not going to come back to the Aegean world. And that's almost 20 years after the events. The two leading figures in the Greek world in 479 BC were, of course, Themistocles, the democratic leader of Athens, who was re-elected strategos, or general, in the summer elections of 479 BC. And I should note that the Athenian calendar, political calendar, runs from midsummer to midsummer. So in June is when the calendar year starts. It's a lunar calendar. It has 10 months. And very often when I cite dates, 479/8, that means it's in the second half of 479 and the first half of 478, according to the Gregorian calendar, which we use. The Athenian year straddles the two Gregorian years, and very often scholars use that convention because it's more precise than using just trying to convert it into AC and BC and AD dates. In any case, Themistocles was reelected, and in many ways it looked like he was going to take the leadership of Athens and perhaps of the entire Greek world, given his position in the coalition that had defeated Xerxes. The other great contender was Pausanias. He was a royal figure. He was a cousin of King Leonidas. He was acting as the regent of King Leonidas' son at the time, who was underage, Pleistarchus, who was just too young to lead any army. And Pausanias was the commander at the Battle of Plataea earlier in 479 BC, which had defeated the remaining Persian army in Greece. Plataea, the little city-state that had helped Athens just over the border of Attica, a traditional friend of Athens, and absolutely a foe of Thebes, who had gone over to the Persians. So both Pausanias and Themistocles in the summer of 479 BC were high in the regard of most Greeks. Overall, Sparta looked like the natural leader. And in many ways, Sparta was the logical choice to continue to lead the war against the Persians, to liberate the Greeks of Asia, Ionia, to organize a common defense for the expected counteroffensive that most Greeks assumed Xerxes would mount. And there were a lot of logical reasons for this. It's only in retrospect that Thucydides and many modern scholars would say that, well, Sparta inevitably would pull out of the war in the Aegean, that the Spartans really had no naval interests. And this gets us into an earlier issue that I had raised in the opening lectures, and that is the caricature of the Spartans as being unimaginative, being regressive, being oppressive, having very little understanding about naval matters, being essentially Peloponnesian-centric or Peloponnesian-centric, such concoctions if they exist. In any case, this is overdrawn. And as I stated earlier in several lectures, it's necessary to distinguish Sparta from the entire Peloponnesian League. There were many reasons why the majority of Greeks would look to Sparta for leadership.